The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Our website, where you can enjoy all kinds of features. They're all totally free. freetalklive.com. Unlike many talk show hosts who would like to charge you for their sites, we give it away. So enjoy freetalklive.com. Hacker revealing from his jail cell why he targeted the government, according to RT.com. By the way, joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Jailed hacker Jeremy Hammond says hacking government websites is all he ever wanted to do. He's worried about the invasive power the states have with computer technology and justifies his actions by the need to expose the truth and confront justice. He's currently serving a 10-year jail sentence at Manchester Federal Prison in rural Kentucky, one of the longest that a U.S. hacker has ever received. After breaking into the Stratfor Intelligence Company's website, November 15th will mark his first anniversary behind bars, and Hammond believes it's laughable that he could be seen as a threat to national security because of his actions. He says, "I mean, I didn't kill anybody," he said in an interview with the AP. The 29-year-old was initially faced with the possibility of spending the rest of his life behind bars, and he realizes the power that countries and others can wield with computers. He says, "If I was capable of doing these things on my own, what about a well-financed team that trained for years?"
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't think that other nations are doing that right now?
Yeah, right. So during his crusade for social justice, Hammond got a distinct buzz from trying to get the better of some of the most high-profile websites in the country. He was like a kid in a candy shop. He says, "I was like, damn, man, this is crazy. From the start, I always wanted to target government websites, but also police and corporations that profit off of government contracts," he told the AP. "I hacked a lot of .govs." Hammond, who hails from Chicago, has been a hacktivist for over a decade, and during this time, he had been in and out of prison for sticking to his beliefs and his, quote, sense of duty to take action. He said in a video released on the day he was incarcerated in November of 2013, quote, "I hacked into dozens of high-profile corporations and government institutions, understanding very clearly that what I was doing was against the law and that my actions could land me back in federal prison. But I felt that I had an obligation to use my skills to expose and confront injustice and to bring the truth to light." AP caught up with him.
Which truths and injustices did he find is what I want to know. I mean,
I don't know. That's a good question.
I am with you that. So I guess this is, it's really a difficult question. If you're going to have a state, you're going to have to keep secrets, right?
No, I don't know. Why would you want to? Why would you want to do that?
Well, because certain organizations need secrets. I mean, basically any company has some kind of secrets that it doesn't want to get out.
But the state is, if it's supposed to be there to protect you and the state's job is to respect your rights, then transparency would be a way for them to do that, right?
I understand the difficulty.
And not just that, but if you accept the premise of democracy that people, you know, should be making these decisions democratically, the idea of secrets is kind of anathema to that, because if you don't know what your government is doing,
how can you decide?
You can't vote against it.
I concur with that completely. I'm not disputing that. So let's say for a second.
So then you would agree that we don't need state secrets.
No, I'm not agreeing to that. I'm delving into this question because that's my job as a talk show host, right, Ian?
Well, I thought you just agreed with what Rich Paul said.
No, I agree with what Rich Paul says. I'm talking about a Gordian knot here, that there's a paradox to this situation. If you're going to have a state, that a state generally has to have secrets. Let me give you, for instance, the state of Israel. Now, you have there's lots of problems with the state of Israel, no doubt about it. But the Iron Dome, really, as far as I know, isn't one of them. Do you know what this is, Ian?
No.
The Iron Dome is a missile protection project that they've got. So it is able to, it sends out missiles to blow up missiles that are coming in. And these are very rudimentary missiles that are often coming in. Basically, concrete blocks with fireworks attached to them.
And so it's kosher Star Wars.
Something like that. So it goes in, it'll blow up the stuff. It's very advanced technology.
Okay.
And the intention is to protect the citizens. Would you leak, if you were in charge, Ian, of the Iron Dome, which as far as I can tell is only a defensive mechanism, would you leak all the information about the Iron Dome out to the internet so that people who are, I don't know, trying to lob missiles in at your fellow human beings might be able to figure out whatever the problem with your missile defense system is?
Yeah, that's a good question. Would you release the administrator password to this back end of the system?
That's right. Like, that's even a password, right?
Yeah.
So if you have, you know, your email account, your government email account, should anybody be able to go in there, not just, and you know, look at what you've written? I suppose they shouldn't be able to change the things you've written, but just a read-only look at your emails, right?
Well, I would say yes. I think absolutely.
Fine.
If there's a government email, then the public should have access to that information.
Okay.
But I think you make a persuasive point when you bring up, you know, the question of this missile defense system. Should just anybody be able to get in there and you know, parse through the code of that? Should they be able to have root access to the back system? Rich Paul, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, root access on a Unix box is God access. So if you have root access, you'd be able to fire those things.
Well, you wouldn't want defensive only.
Well,
you fire off all of somebody's defensive missiles. They don't have any left.
A transparent wall isn't a wall that can't be passed through. It's just a wall that can be seen through. So I would say that you know, the public should only be able to see the code or whatever that might be, not necessarily mess with it. But knowing what the code is might give you the ability to then go hack into it or whatever one does. I've kind of been toying with this idea about the United States government in ways that it could make itself viable, for instance, because the world's going to change in the future. We know that things are going to change. If states want to be viable, they are going to need to evolve. If the United States government did what sort of the conservative Mark wanted 10 years ago, which is to simply be an organization that provides military protection and not done all the other things that it does, and like welfare, social welfare programs, telling states how they have to do things, you know, that kind of thing. If it kept its nose out of that, then I would think you would have a lot more states opting in. So, for instance, if you're, you know, you're the geopolitical designation known as Chihuahua, right? And you're like, hey, this whole being a Mexican thing isn't that great. Why don't we just join up with the United States and, you know, just get their military protection or whatever? And that, if it was just a military protection program, I think you'd have a lot of people sort of opting in. I mean, what is NATO? It's an organization of nations that say, hey, we're going to protect each other. And the UN, to some extent, is a similar organization. So if it was just that, then you'd have this sort of one world defense organization relatively quickly that would, you know, the bad guys wouldn't be able to stand against, it would seem to me.
Well, if you're talking about changing government into an opt-in organization, then it would be sensible to allow them to have secrets, right? Because then you could opt out, and their structure wouldn't have an effect on you, presumably. They wouldn't be able to tax you and force you to pay for it. So if you're talking about something where you're consenting, then secrets make more sense in that particular case.
In that case, you would be talking about an individual consenting, and I would wonder whether an individual, like, would want to opt in, for instance. So I would personally...
Well, if it's about getting protected or whatever, then you would, you know, maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. Maybe there'd be another organization out there that could protect you for less.
But on a global scale, that this larger organization would probably just sort of dominate as opposed to there being a bunch of different little ones. Does that make sense? So if a county, if Cheshire County, in which I reside, got to decide whether or not it wanted to be in the United States Protection Organization, then likely I would be outvoted by my fellow citizens who are like, I like red, white, and blue, and Eagles, you know.
You're saying you would vote against that, but others would vote for it.
Right. So then I would not be opting in voluntarily. I would be forced because...
Yeah, I was only talking about opting, having the ability to opt in. If you're forced into something, then I think the more transparency there is, the better there is.
It's interesting, right? So, you know, do you think that every organization that works for the government should be required to show all their emails and all their information?
Yeah, why not? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What do you think about transparency? You're welcome to share your thoughts here. The number 855-450-FREE. We'll get more from the hacker who is currently serving a 10-year prison sentence. We'll see what else he has to say. Coming up on Free Talk Live, you take control.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
up anything you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got an interview with a hacker from his prison cell. Why did he target government agencies? He is explaining himself, saying he's always wanted to do so. But what sort of information did he help reveal? The article will give us a little bit more from RT.com. We'll continue that here in a moment, just after we tell you how to get a free pound of some of the best coffee that you can get out there.
Yeah, you go to coffee.freetalklive.com. There we have BuzzBox coffee, and you can get a free pound of it. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's shade grown. This makes it, because coffee is a very absorbent product, it makes the organic designation that much more important to many people. When you consider that coffee is often grown in countries where leaded gas isn't outlawed, or, you know, maybe the rules on pesticides aren't as rigorous as they are in the United States. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but what they do that other coffees don't do is they give us money back that we're able to give out as microloans through Kiva.org. I'm excited about being teamed up with Kiva and helping people around the world get a hand up out of poverty. I believe these microloans are really the answer for helping people out of their desperate situations. Human freedom's really awesome, but not being able to eat kind of stinks. So, join me as a customer at coffee.freetalklive.com. I actually did sign up. Wanted to get some for my father-in-law. coffee.freetalklive.com.
We'll tell you more about the hacker, Jeremy Hammond, why he ended up in prison for a decade. He's only been through one out of the 10 years at this point, and that is where the AP caught up with him, and RT doing a kind of a summary of the story here. We'll get into that. But first, to your phone calls and thoughts with Ian, Rich, and Mark behind the microphones. We've got Tim on the line in Great Falls, Montana. Hello, Tim.
Hello there.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, this guy earlier was talking about God telling people to kill people.
Well, yes, that was at the very beginning of our show tonight. That was Pugnacious Pete calling from California.
Oh, well, that was on the radio when I was pulling into the parking lot of my hotel.
Gotcha.
But anyways, I know damn well there's a verse in the Bible that says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord."
Yeah. Apparently, some people want to share. Some people want to share, apparently.
Well, it's crazy talk.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, I don't think God's told anybody to kill anybody since the days of Moses and Joshua. Maybe possibly King David, I'm not sure. But vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And the people that start talking about vengeance, when you start seeking vengeance, your life pretty much just goes to hell.
Tim, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Kind of reminds me of Nietzsche. Be careful when you set out to slay monsters that you do not become a monster yourself.
Indeed.
When you look too deeply into the abyss looks also into you.
So let's continue here with Jeremy Hammond from his prison cell in, where is he in? I think it's Indiana or something like that. Anyway, Kentucky. Sorry about that. Manchester Federal Prison in rural Kentucky is where the AP caught up with him for an interview about a year into his 10-year sentence for hacking government websites, among other places.
It's a federal sentence?
Yes.
So he's going to do 8.5 on that.
This is the nicest room in the place, he says, speaking from a drab cinder block visiting room about how and why he did what he did. Prison authorities banned cameras and recorders from the room, citing security. However, behind the most ordinary demeanor is an individual with a prodigious talent. He's been able to hack into some of the most important websites in the United States. He said in his video, quote, "Could I have achieved the same goals through legal means?" This was a video released on the day of his incarceration, by the way. Could I have achieved the same goals through legal means? I have tried everything from voting petitions to peaceful protests and have found that those in power do not want the truth to be exposed.
No, I'd agree with that.
Hammond became one of the FBI's most wanted cyber criminals. He enjoyed the challenge of trying to hack into websites. Sometimes it would take him months, and on other occasions he would give up. However, the 29-year-old recalls hacking into the Stratfor website, the incident which eventually landed him behind bars. Hammond was amazed at just how easy it was to gain access to the system, while he was astonished that the company's credit card data had not been encrypted. This proved to be a major embarrassment for the intelligence firm, with the CEO acknowledging, quote, "We did not encrypt credit card files. This was our failure." But a little bit more on the Stratfor thing before we go on with Jeremy's story here. According to a different story about the Stratfor case, when Anonymous successfully infiltrated the networks of Stratfor in 2011 as part of Operation Anti-Sec, the group uncovered a trove of personal emails between the company's executives in which a number of shadowy operations were revealed, including evidence of Stratfor being contracted by corporations and government entities alike to surveil political protesters and activists, including members of PETA as well as Occupy Wall Street. So that's just one example of some of the information that, you know, would not have been able to be known had the hackers not done their magic. More here from the RT story. Hammond, again, was amazed at how easy it was to get in. Expanding his own bank balance had never interested the Chicago native. After hacking into Stratfor, he used some of the credit card numbers to make donations to charities, such as the Red Cross. The company lost over $1 million due to the 29-year-old's actions. Hammond stated in his video, quote, "I targeted information security firms because they work in secret to protect government and corporate interests at the expense of individual rights, undermining and discrediting activists, journalists, and other truth seekers, and spreading disinformation." He was eventually arrested after being outed to the authorities by a fellow hacker who was working as an informant for the FBI. Hector Xavier Monseguir, who went by the name of Sabu, advised Hammond to hack the Stratfor website before he turned him into the authorities. I'm vaguely recalling this story, that username Sabu, that I remember we talked about this a long time ago.
Yeah, I think he was anonymous. He was a defector from Anonymous.
Yes, and as it turns out,
so he's from anti-sex, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and as it turns out, apparently Anonymous was utilized by the FBI. We'll give you that info here in a moment. But unlike Hammond, Sabu strangely escaped punishment for his role as a serial hacker. He had faced the prospect of 124 years in jail for his misdemeanors, but in the end, miraculously, did not face any time behind bars due to helping the authorities in return for leniency in regards to his own criminal matters. It's since come to light that Monseguir, a single father from New York, directed others towards vulnerable targets and orchestrating cyber attacks against the websites of foreign governments, all under the constant watch of the FBI. In fact, the latest releases now lend credence to Hammond's claims that the FBI guided Anonymous into conducting cyber attacks at their behest, regardless of the sheer illegality involved. The documents, a previously unpublished statement purported to be authored by Hammond and never before seen court files, now corroborate the role of the feds in these proxy cyber wars of sorts. So they, the federal government, was using Anonymous because, well, they're anonymous, so who's asking who to do what? They were using the Anonymous hack group to engage in hacking foreign governments. And that's one of the things This guy's revealed. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 80.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free, 855-450-FREE. Hacker Jeremy Hammond being interviewed from inside his prison cell. He's got 9 more years to go on his sentence. Mark, you said it's an 85% rule at the federal level, yep. So he got a 10-year sentence, so maybe he'll be out in another 7.5 years if he is of good behavior. He's convicted of various different hacking so-called crimes, but as he points out, he never hurt anybody. All his goal was to reveal the truth, he says. He wanted to reveal information about different corporate contractors, like security contractor Stratfor, that was hacked to reveal, you know, a variety of information, including the fact that apparently they had been working with the, you know, different governments in order to, you know, to essentially surveil political protesters and activists, including Occupy Wall Street and PETA, among others. He took some credit card information from Stratfor and charged donations, actually, to the credit cards to the Red Cross. He wasn't trying to get rich. He did not benefit financially from his hacks, even though he certainly could have with that stolen credit card information.
He could have done this for any charity, and he chose the Red Cross?
I don't know if it was just the Red Cross. I know it was an example of one of the charities. It said charities such as... the Red Cross. So then it talks about Sabu, who was also known as Hector Xavier Monsigur. This was someone who worked with Jeremy Hammond and was actually turned out. He was working with the feds. He had turned, you know, evidence over to the feds in order to save his own skin from the federal prison, and apparently that worked for Sabu. The latest releases now lend credence to Hammond's claims that the FBI even guided Anonymous into conducting cyber attacks at their behest, even though that's highly illegal. The Chicago native remembers the circumstances of his arrest. On March 5th, 2012, he was smoking pot with his friends when police kicked in the front door and someone threw a flashbang. He said there were all these dudes with assault rifles. Everyone else hit the floor, but Hammond dashed to his bedroom to slam shut his encrypted Mac laptop. The idea being that if you close the laptop and then they reopen it, they have to type in whatever the password is to.
He's lucky to get shot.
De-encrypt the laptop. Yeah, obviously he was pretty serious about that. In fact, that's the story about them taking Ross Ulbricht. Was they snuck up on him essentially while he was in the library.
Yeah.
And they got him before he could allegedly close his laptop and allegedly caught him logged into the Silk Road. That's the story, at least. What actually happened, we don't know. But this is what Hammond is saying happened to him. He's up for parole in 2020 and spends his time in prison working in the laundry department, where he uses his spare time to learn Spanish and play chess. Since his teenage years, Hammond has been critical of increased government surveillance and has hailed the actions of Chelsea Manning for helping to expose U.S. atrocities in Afghanistan and Iraq. He said, quote, she took an enormous personal risk to leak this information, believing that the public had a right to know, and hoping that her disclosures would be a positive step to end these abuses. It's heart-wrenching to hear about her cruel treatment in military lockup, he added in this video that he released in November of 2013. He also cited the influence of Anonymous, saying he was drawn to the group because he believes in autonomous, decentralized, direct action. Quote, I have a lot to contribute, including technical skills, and how to better articulate ideas and goals. It was an exciting time, the birth of a digital dissent movement, where the definitions and capabilities of hacktivism were being shaped. Unquote. Hammond had a lot of success in hacking into the websites of numerous organizations, preying on their weak security. However, it was a rare elementary mistake that eventually led the Chicago native down, or that let the Chicago native down, as a weak password reportedly allowed the authorities to crack his encryption codes. So he did successfully close his laptop before the police were able to get to it. However, they were able to crack his password. His password, he says, was really weak. It was his cat's name, Chewy, and the numbers 1, 2, 3.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, man. A lot of these guys getting taken down for some pretty... what would be seen as simple mistakes, you know, well, easy.
It's really hard day in and day out to open up a computer and
type in a 16-digit or 25-digit password.
Randomized, thing. My name is Ishmael.
Capital Q, lowercase S, 1, 7, you know, whatever.
Well, I've read that it's better to, that it's
would to not harder, have a random code like that?
Yeah, to basically put in a quote, relatively short quote, than it is to have sort of a 15
a mix of uppercase, lowercase,
right? So you, basically 8 or 10 characters is all anybody's going to remember for a password, right? But you can remember a line to a poem much more easily.
The woods are lovely, dark and deep.
There you go. So you've got something, and or just a random selection out of a book that you like, or whatever it might be. That's just much more difficult for one of these black box things to kick out.
It is more characters.
So
what do you think, Rich Paul? You're the IT guy in the room.
Well, about passwords, a longer password can be better. And, you know, I have a lot of sympathy for this guy because it's like, you know, you can go up against the government and you can win 10,000 times, but... if the next time you make a mistake, then they've got you, and they've got you for a long time. I mean, I can't count how many transactions I did without getting busted.
Selling pot.
But, yeah, selling pot, but getting
hundreds,
busted.
Hundreds, I'm sure.
I would neither confirm nor deny that. But yeah, it's amazing. You only have to screw up once.
Yeah,
and
sure.
They've got people watching you.
Well, and it wasn't necessarily that you screwed up. I mean, you were set up by somebody who had been a client, and you had no reason to believe anything else but that this was a continued client that you were selling to.
Yeah, well, the screw up was the first time the guy called me. The first time he called me after I hadn't heard from him for a year.
Okay.
He called me and I had a bad feeling, and I ended up telling him I couldn't do it. I said, no, it turns out I can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a week later, he called back later and I was out
time.
Of money.
Mm.
And so I bit that time because I needed the money and I couldn't just go home and say, sorry, Wendy, nothing to eat. I was afraid, but yeah, you only have to screw up one.
But nothing else clued you in. It was only just a bad feeling that you had about it. Like, oh, this is weird. He hasn't called in a year, that kind of thing.
Well, in retrospect, the biggest thing that changed that I think was part of the thing that gave me a weird feeling is this time he had called me, wanted to pick up 24 hours later. And this was a guy who normally just wanted to call and pick up right now.
Right
and
then.
If you didn't have it right then, he would call somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So
he changed
all
his
of a
MO.
Sudden he wants to make an appointment. And I think that's part of what made me nervous.
Hmm. Unfortunately, you ended up getting arrested after he made, what, 4 controlled buys or something like that from you?
Yeah, he made 4 buys of a quarter pound each, so a total of a pound.
That way they can charge you with 4 separate charges of selling cannabis.
Yeah.
So you can share your thoughts. You did, by the way, for listeners that don't know your story, you did refuse to take the plea deal in that particular case. You faced down what was a possible 100 years in prison for selling that pot.
I think, and most importantly here, I was just discussing this with my wife, is that Rich was given the opportunity to get out of all of these charges if he would simply have worn a wire into the Keene activist.
That's true.
Right? Like,
I don't know if they promised. Did they promise you that you'd get out of all the charges, or was it more of a vague promise that would help?
Basically, they said they would not charge me and they'd let me keep selling weed. Well,
wow.
I mean, that was one of the things that I said is, you know, if
can I get that in writing?
Well, if I said if I suddenly stop smoking weed, people are going to be aware that something's wrong. And they were saying, oh, no, we want you to keep doing right just what you're doing. Keep it up.
can I get that in writing and then carry it around with me so in case any cops pull me over, I can just say, hey, I've got this note here from the FBI that says I can sell this.
I got the license to ill. Baby.
I wish I'd had the offer in writing so I
That's
could show
saying.
It to the jury.
Yeah. All right, there's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts on hacking or selling pot or whatever it is you want to talk about. We'll talk about anything here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, there's been a state of emergency set up in Missouri in anticipation of, well, some difficulties coming up. We'll tell you more. Free Talk Live.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-659-5412. That's 800-659-5412. Call 800-659-5412.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Even in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. You just dial in at 855-450-FREE or join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So you can, of course, take control of the airwaves here. You can also help us out if you support the show by shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. But there are some things you can't get at Amazon, like a car.
You cannot get a car at Amazon. And you certainly can't get it with Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars that have been cared for from their rental fleet. And since it's from the rental fleet, they
taken care of.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, they took care of them there. But also, you don't have to pay for the auction fees, and you don't have to pay for the cost to get them to the auction. Sometimes these things can come from states away. Somebody's paying for that, and those costs are included, obviously. They can ship your car anywhere in the world, so go to newageautosales.com, see what they've got there. They're looking to be the Bitcoin auto dealer. But obviously, if you see something you like and you want to get paid for dollars, I'm sure they can help you out. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head on over to their website and give them a call and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, newageautosales.com.
According to KMOX, CBSLocal.com, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon signed an executive order activating the Missouri National Guard on Monday afternoon. Now, this is supposedly a state of emergency. According to a news release, the role of the National Guard is to, quote, support law enforcement during any period of unrest that might occur following the grand jury's decision concerning the investigation into the death of Michael Brown. Now, what we haven't really been following very closely in the last few weeks is apparently there's still news coming out of Ferguson, Missouri.
Yeah, there have been
still protests.
Yep. Still things going on with the police, you know, going after people who are videoing the police and that kind of thing. As a matter of fact, the KKK is apparently now involved. And guess which side they've taken?
The police's side?
Yes, they have. And it's just all very... And Anonymous is involved. They're now hacking the KKK folks.
Oh, really?
So, you know, it's a real... mess down in there in Ferguson.
And I guess the idea is that the grand jury would have to return a true bill against this cop, right? Is that the intention?
That's the idea.
But it's predicted that they will not be doing that, and so the idea is being that, well, if the grand jury doesn't return the true bill against the cop, then that there might be some sort of violence in the streets by protesters. That's the speculation.
And it's really a difficult situation in this circumstance. So the system set up to decide, you know, whether or not somebody should be, you know, guilty or be tried for a felony, right, or a capital felony, or some level the grand jury makes a decision. I think it's just all felonies.
I think so.
And so if there's not enough information to get a grand jury, just a majority of them to vote for it, then, you know, he doesn't get charged with a felony. Now, I don't know what the information is there, but I've seen a lot of different things coming out of Ferguson. I don't know what happened in this particular circumstance. Do I believe that there's systemic racism? I think the numbers are obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's also sort of problems in the quote-unquote greater black community, too, with crime. So I don't know what the answer is in this particular circumstance. And if this cop didn't do anything, obviously he shouldn't go down for everything terrible that's happened to black people in the last, I don't know, pick the amount of decades you want to pick. It's not his fault. So, but, I mean, that's what's going to be, that's what the circumstance here is. That's what it's going to look like.
As part of our ongoing efforts to plan and be prepared for any contingency, it's necessary to have these resources in place in advance of any announcement of the grand jury's decision, said Missouri Governor Jay Nixon. His order also established that the Missouri Highway Patrol, the St. Louis County Police Department, and St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department will operate as a unified command to keep members of the public safe, to protect property while allowing citizens to exercise their constitutional rights. Well, that sounds like a nice idea. But I can tell you that in the recent events here in Keene, New Hampshire, which made international headlines, the supposed Pumpkin Fest riots that occurred here, I don't know if there was a state of emergency declared in that particular case, nor would it really have mattered. The police definitely were not protecting constitutional rights in that incident. They were utilizing more force than was absolutely necessary. And things like the declaration of a state of emergency, as I understand it, things like that. Now, please correct me if I'm wrong about this, but a state of emergency essentially gives the government the ability. It's them giving themselves the ability to ignore the usual rules, whatever the rules might normally be. They just put it all aside under the idea that, well, it's a state of emergency. And so, you know, none of that stuff applies now. We can do whatever we want. So I don't, you know, by them signing a state of emergency doesn't give me cause to believe that they're going to all of a sudden be more respectful of people's constitutional rights.
I would think the opposite.
Yeah.
I see bad things coming.
Yeah, Nixon's order, let's see, the St. Louis County Police Department will have command and operational control over security in the city of Ferguson in areas of protests and acts of civil disobedience should such activities occur. From what I understand, there are people who are traveling to the Ferguson area.
But there are.
For the purpose of doing who knows what once this particular decision or lack thereof comes down.
Whenever, like, the G20 goes somewhere, you've got these black flag anarchist folks that that follow them around and toss Molotov cocktails at cars and whip rocks through store windows and that kind of thing in order to, I don't know, capitalism. And it's all very... I think there's some people that are just attracted to the chaos.
Oh, absolutely. And then, you know, you've got other stories like this one out of photographyisnotacrime.com, where New Jersey campus police struggled to arrest a 27-year-old college student for more than 7 minutes, pepper spraying him in the process. In a video going viral, they never once provided probable cause, despite being asked several times.
Right.
Now, if the campus police are going to treat a man who's literally just standing on a bridge on a trail, like it's a wooded kind of trail, there's a bridge going over a creek or something like that, and he's just hanging out. The video begins with the police trying to arrest the man on the bridge while another man stands nearby openly recording. The man's name is Jeffrey Michael. Michael remains stiff, his hands grasping the rail as three cops try to handcuff him. He repeatedly asks the reason for his arrest, but they remain vague, accusing him of obstructing of identification.
That means he wouldn't give him his ID?
That's right, and resisting arrest. Eventually, more cops arrive, and one cop ends up pepper spraying him. They eventually handcuff him, but they never state the reason for his arrest. Police remain vague even
after. That's because this isn't about the law. It's about compliance at that point. I have asked you for your ID, whether it is legal, you know, legally required for you to give it or not. Legal really doesn't even matter at that point either. I thought I had a right to remain silent. But it turns out I've got the rights of a POW, name, rank, and serial number. I've been captured by the East German Stasi or something.
Well, also, wasn't there a court decision that said that you have to invoke your right to remain silent?
There is now a Supreme Court ruling, and this is just insane. It's, they're putting the K in America pretty quick when they say that you now have to invoke your right to remain silent. I am remaining silent because I have a right to remain silent, because if not, your silence can be considered an indication of guilt. In what crazy mixed
up
universe?
That was the Supreme Court, right?
I believe it was the U.S. Supreme Court. Yeah. I'd have to look again just to make sure, but I believe it's the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a shocker.
And when you assert your right to remain silent, I can tell you this from my experience from my arrest in Massachusetts. I had to assert my right to remain silent three different times, and the cops kept coming back and trying to question me.
Sure.
Even after the third time, they showed up with a backpack in their hand and said, "Is this your backpack?" And I said, "If you put that backpack in my property, I will get it back to its owner, but I'm not answering any questions."
I think you, in that circumstance, you're supposed to, if you ask for your attorney, I'm not going to answer any questions until I get a chance to speak to my attorney. Mm-hmm. At that point, essentially everything that's said after that is non-admissible. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't play any games with these people.
No.
Because it only matters if you take it all the way to court. And if they can, they will likely keep you in jail for 2 years while you wait to go to court. There's no winning in playing with the police. So I would just, if they ask questions, do I have a right to remain silent? And then they'll have to answer that question. And then if they keep asking you questions, you keep asking that same question over and over. Do I have the right to remain silent?
So we're going to keep our eyes on what happens in Ferguson, Missouri, because if the police are going to pepper spray a man because he was not, you know, refusing to show identification, you can better believe they're gearing up for some major head smashing in Ferguson. And we will, as that develops, the decision is expected sometime this week, from what I understand. So we'll let you know more. If you are in Ferguson and you want to let us know more about what's going on the ground, we'd love to take your calls later this week as well. But we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Get more of Rich Paul over at nhjury.com.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa, for an unheard of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.